Momentum is building in the capital city to provide housing for the homeless who suffer from substance abuse. Housing First is based on the idea that the homeless can't deal with problems like alcoholism and medical issues until they have a permanent place to live. Anchorage and Fairbanks have Housing First facilities. In Juneau, some nonprofit organizations, city officials, and legislators think it's a good idea. As part of KTOO's series, Examining Downtown Problems, Lisa Fu reports on what's holding up the project.
57-year-old veteran Mark Molesky sits on a Telephone Hill Park bench on a cloudy July day. It's 1 p.m., and he's been drinking vodka. Molesky is homeless. Sometimes he sleeps right there in the park. The night before, though, he picked a spot outside the Arctic Bar on South Franklin Street.
I was sleeping on the street. The old lady said, come on, go walk. I said, I don't want to walk. I've got no destination. Let's walk.
Instead, Molesky was picked up.
Rainforest Discovery got hold of me.
Molesky spent the night in sleep off. It's not the first time that's happened and likely not the last. A Rainforest Recovery Center emergency vehicle patrols downtown Juneau 6 times a day, looking for people who are publicly intoxicated. Some inebriates are brought to sleep off, a room with 5 mattresses on the floor, where they can sleep until they're sober. Rainforest Recovery Director Jennifer Brown says a few people regularly use sleep off as much as 20 times a month.
In addition to them using Rainforest, they're likely also high utilizers of other services, including the ER.
Of the estimated 600 homeless in Juneau, a 2012 survey found about 40 are considered vulnerable to dying prematurely on the street. Both Etheridge and Brown support the idea of a Housing First facility for this group.
Give people shelter, a safe place to be, and then try to wrap services around them, you see much greater success.
That's what Ken Scollin has seen at Karlik Manor in Anchorage, the original Housing First facility in Alaska.
We have 6 people working. We had 1 person here who got her CNA license, is currently working as a certified nurse's assistant.
Scollin is the affordable housing manager for the statewide nonprofit Rural Alaska Community Action Program, which runs Karlik Manor. When it opened in December 2011, 46 homeless alcoholics moved into their own efficiency apartments. Since then, Scollin says people drink less. Interactions between residents and police have decreased. 2 people have moved into their own apartments. Scollin says the concept is simple. With a place to call home and 24-hour support staff, residents are taking better care of themselves.
They now have an address. They have a phone. People are able to get a hold of them. If they have medical appointments, they're able to call here and set that up. We'll help them with their food stamp applications, their Social Security applications.
A barrier to bringing a Housing First project to Juneau is cost. A new facility is estimated at $7 million. Refurbishing an existing building could cost around $4 million. Supporters believe the savings to Juneau could be immense. Maria Lovashuk is executive director of the emergency shelter and soup kitchen Glory Hole. She believes the cost to a community drops dramatically when a Housing First facility is built.
The number of emergency room visits, the number of police pickups, the number of criminal charges, they drop so significantly. And the cost to the taxpayers drops so significantly.
Senator Dennis Egan hopes the legislature will consider an appropriation for a facility in Juneau. It's also a Juneau Assembly goal, and fundraising could start on the local level very soon. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.